This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There was an apparent attack on Friday by Israeli settlers in the West Bank on a Gaza-bound truck, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says dozens of Israeli protesters have attacked a truck in the occupied West Bank, beating its driver and setting it on fire in an apparent attempt to prevent resources from reaching Gaza. The military adds soldiers had arrived at the scene and tried to separate the attackers from the driver, adding the protesters then attacked the soldiers, lightly wounding two officers and a soldier. According to Israeli media, the truck was carrying ordinary commercial goods, not aid for Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel defended the military necessity of its Gaza offensive on Friday at the International Court of Justice and asked judges to throw out a request by South Africa to order to halt operations in Rafah and withdraw from the Palestinian territory.
The state of Israel requests the court to reject the request for the modification and indication of provisional measures submitted by the Republic of South Africa.
A woman in the audience shouted, "Liars!" The heckler was removed by security guards, a rare protest in the Great Hall of Justice courtroom in The Hague. Israeli forces on Thursday night rescued the bodies of three hostages from the Gaza Strip, Chief Military Spokesperson Daniel Hagari said on Friday. Hagari identified the three who he said were murdered by Hamas while escaping the Nova Music Festival on October 7th, and their bodies were taken into Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the military operation on Friday and repeated a pledge to return all hostages. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.